From the time that goods and services began to be traded in early civilizations, people have been thinking about business. The emergence of specialist producers and the use of money as a means of exchange were methods by which individuals and societies could, in modern terms, gain a business edge. The ancient Egyptians, the Mayans, the Greeks, and the Romans all knew that wealth creation through the mechanism of commerce was fundamental to the acquisition of power and formed the base on which civilization could prosper. The lessons of the early traders resonate even today. Specialism revealed the benefits of economies of scale, that production costs fall as more items are produced. Money gave rise to the concept of value added, selling an item for more than it cost to produce. Even when barter was the norm, producers still knew it was advantageous to lower costs and raise the value of goods. Today's firms may use different technologies and trade on a global scale, but the essence of business has changed little in millennia. However, the study of business as an activity in its own right emerged relatively recently. The terms manager and management did not appear in the English language until the late 16th century. In his 1977 text, The Visible Hand, Dr. Alfred Chandler divided business history into two periods, pre-1850 and post-1850. Before 1850, local family-owned firms dominated the business environment. With commerce operating on a relatively small scale, little thought was given to the wider disciplines of business. The growth of the railways in the mid-1800s, followed by the Industrial Revolution, enabled businesses to grow beyond the immediate gaze of friends or family and outside the immediate locale. To prosper in this new and increasingly international environment, businesses needed different and more rigorous processes and structures. The geographic scope and ever-growing size of these evolving businesses required new levels of coordination and communication. In short, businesses needed management.